Do you want to make money just for posting reels on Instagram? Well, now you can. In January of 2022, Instagram released Reels bonuses, where essentially you could get paid for the amount of views that you were getting on your reels. But then in early spring 2023, they canceled the program, which meant that creators who were able to earn up to $35,000 a month previously with the program could now not earn a penny from their reels views. Instagram CEO openly cited that there were problems with the program. There were a lot of inconsistencies, and from Instagram's perspective, it wasn't very profitable or beneficial. There was also a lot of pushback from users who reported that their Reels views were going down when they joined the Reels bonuses program, and it just wasn't really clear how much you could actually earn based off of each view that you received on your Reels. So over the past few months, a lot of creators have been hung out to dry without any way to get paid directly by the platform for the views that they were getting on their content. That is, until now. Instagram just began rolling out a new platform that is very similar to YouTube AdSense, where essentially you're going to be able to enable Instagram to allow other advertisers, other businesses, to run ads attached to your content, specifically to your Reels, and then you will get paid based off of the views that your Reels receive. And I know your initial reaction might be, well, I don't want there to be an ad on every single one of my Reels. And there isn't likely going to be. It's likely going to be like when you're watching YouTube Shorts, which, by the way, you can scroll through YouTube Shorts and you'll see, very similar to Instagram Stories, there's not an ad in between every single short. Just like on Instagram Reels, I doubt there will be an ad between every single reel. So this means that there's not likely going to be an advertisement put at the beginning of every single one of your reels, but it does open up that possibility so that advertisers can promote their products or their offers at the beginning of your reels. Now, of course, this is a brand new feature, so we don't know exactly how it's going to look yet, but my prediction is that it's not going to necessarily be showing up in the feed, but rather we're going to see reels and advertisements placed on reels when you're scrolling through the reels tab. And if any of you use TikTok, I think it's going to be very similar to that. So rather than there being an advertisement that plays for a few seconds and then your reel starts playing, instead it's going to be shown maybe before or right after your reel. So if someone watches your reel and then they scroll, then they'll see the ad, or maybe they'll see the ad and then they scroll and see your reel. That's my prediction as to what it's going to look like and how it's actually going to be consumed by the Instagram users. But of course, that's yet to be seen, and these decisions are likely still being made. And of course, this is totally up to you and a personal preference if this is something you want to enable or not. If you want the monetization opportunity and the chance to make money just from the views that you're getting on your reels, then of course, this is something that you're going to want to turn on. But if you're someone who has already monetized their reels through their own means, let's say you have a product that you're offering or something that you're selling or promoting or a business that you're building through your Instagram reels, then you might not want to turn on this monetization status because you don't want any ads that aren't your own business's ads or your own company's offers attached to your reels. This program is going to be mainly beneficial to those creators who don't have any other way to monetize their content. They're not necessarily selling or offering anything yet. And so the ability to let Meta have ads placed on their reels and thus earn an income from the views on their reels is really the only way they're going to be making money. If that's you, if that's the case, then you are who this program is for. And of course, this is absolutely nothing new. This is literally what YouTube has been doing for over a decade with YouTube AdSense. Now that we understand what it is, let's talk about how do you get access to this feature? Well, because it's so new, it's not exactly clear, and Instagram hasn't released guidelines on how to get access to this new feature, but it's likely going to be rolled out in the US first, so you either should live in the US or use a VPN so that your account shows up as a US-based account. Of course, it will likely roll out to other countries as well soon, but most new Instagram features begin in the US and then work their way around the world. And we can also assume that you have to meet the other qualifications that Instagram usually has, which means having a professional profile, either a business or a creator account, meeting their monetization guidelines and policies, and having a good account status. Basically, don't have any posts that have been flagged or taken down, and don't do anything that violates Instagram's guidelines, and you should be good to go. And once you meet those criteria, pretty much you're just going to have to sit back and wait. From all of our tests and from trying this out on multiple accounts, there isn't any real way to unlock or earn this feature. you don't need a certain number of followers or a certain number of views. It seems kind of random who is getting access to this feature currently. So once you meet all of those qualifications, really all you can do is sit back and wait and just make sure that your app is constantly up to date. When you do get access to this feature, you're most likely going to be notified about it by a little pop-up notification at the top of your Instagram profile. So I would recommend checking your Instagram profile every day, at least once a day, just to see if you do have access to this new feature. The pop-up notification will say something along the lines of, now you can earn with ads on your Reels, and there's going to be a big blue button that says get started. Once you tap on that button, it will give you a brief introduction or overview as to what ads on Reels are. Then you're going to press get started again. You're going to be asked to actually turn on the button and enable it, and then press the big button at the bottom that says continue. And then from there, you're pretty much set up and you don't have to do anything else yourself. You can continue running your account. You can continue posting as you normally would. And anytime Instagram deems that your Reel fits their monetization standards and an advertiser thus can run ads on your Reel, you will be paid for those views. Now, it's likely that the amount of money that you're making per view is relatively low. We're talking less than one penny per view. But if you add that up across all of your Reels across 30 days, that might equate to a couple hundred, if not a couple $1,000s, just from posting content that you otherwise would. Just like in the past with the Reels bonuses program, the ads on Reels program will show you your approximate earnings totals on your Instagram insights, where you would normally see your number of engaged followers and new followers that you gained that month. One useful feature that Instagram has added to the Ads on Reels program that I do find very helpful and beneficial as a content creator is they give you, as the creator, control a little bit over who can run ads on your Reels. You actually have a list of blocked accounts and blocked categories, and Instagram gives you options to kind of sort through the different categories of advertisers and choose, oh, I don't want this kind of advertiser promoting on my Reels. So maybe if there's something that you just really don't align with, or you feel that it's really not valuable for your audience, like let's say books and literature is something that you're like, my audience hates books, they hate reading, they hate literature. Well, then you could block that category of ads from showing up on your Reels. Or this is what I might recommend. If you are going to be turning on ads on Reels and you yourself fall into a specific category, you might want to block that category of advertisements to be placed on your Reels to avoid a potential competitor advertising their products or services on your content. So let's say you're a chef, you're in the food category, and you have an up-and-coming ebook that you're going to be launching, and you don't want anyone else in the food category advertising their recipe books, their cookbooks, or their cooking utensils on your Reels, well, then you could block the food category, and then any advertisement that falls into that category will not be allowed to be run on your Reel. Also, like I said, there are blocked accounts, so you could even go through and block specific advertisers or specific competitors who you know run ads so that they can't run any sort of ads on your Reels. Also, I should say that if the running of ads on Reels is anything like any of the other Meta advertising opportunities, it's not like your competitors are going to be able to choose you by name and say that they want their products to show up at the front of your Reels. That's not really how it works. That's not necessarily how the targeting of ads within the Meta platforms, Facebook and Instagram, really work. But they could target it pretty closely so that their ads are likely going to be showing up on your Reels. And thus, that might be a good reason for you to block them or block the entire category to avoid any sort of competitors capitalizing on the views that you are earning. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a two-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. their ads are likely going to be showing up on your reels. And thus, that might be a good reason for you to block them or block the entire category to avoid any sort of competitors capitalizing on the views that you are earning. Also, as a creator, there are limits on the kinds of reels that you can monetize yourself and the kinds of reels that you can get paid for the views that you have received on. And Instagram doesn't give us an exhaustive list, but they do give us a general list of things to avoid or types of reels to avoid posting if you want to receive this payout, if you want to continue to be monetized and continue to be a part of this ads on reels program. Some of the things that Instagram recommends avoiding, at least avoiding for the ads on reels program, are reels that include licensed music, reels that are branded content or sponsored by other companies and brands, reels that are in a language that the bonus program does not currently support. Now, Instagram, again, doesn't give us an exhaustive list of what those languages are or are not, so it's going to be a matter of trial and error. Number four, reels that are boosted. And this makes sense. If you're paying Instagram to give you more views, they're not then going to pay you for the views that you just got. If your reel is a collaboration reel with another user, you're not going to get access to those views. If your reel is watermarked, especially by a third-party platform, aka TikTok, if your reel receives engagement that the Instagram algorithm deems as inauthentic, like maybe you've bought views or you've bought engagement, of course, that would deny you from being a part of this program because you are essentially, again, paying for views and Instagram isn't then going to pay you for views that you paid for. They also give the super general recommendation that if your reel is not advertiser friendly, and they do link to an additional blog post where they share more information about what is advertiser friendly, but generally speaking, if you're using offensive language, if you're talking about political issues, if you're sharing something that Instagram deems to be factually incorrect, those sorts of things are usually not advertiser friendly. And finally, of course, if your reel is deleted, you can archive your reel and still get paid for the views that that reel received. But if you delete your reel, completely remove it from Instagram, then any views that it did accumulate while it was on Instagram, those views and thus the monetization or the amount of payment that you would have received from that reel will also be deleted and removed. I would love to hear your thoughts, though. Are you going to enable ads on Reels? Do you think that this is a great step forward because it's kind of like YouTube and it's going to allow creators to earn an income directly from Instagram? Or is it something that you think is just another way that Instagram is going to crowd our feeds with advertisements and another thing that's going to drive users away from Instagram? Personally, I'm a fan of this program, and I think that this is how Reels Bonuses was meant to be run. Ultimately, Reels Bonuses was a way to incentivize us to start posting Reels, and it worked. Now people are posting Reels more than ever before, but from Instagram's point of view, it's not sustainable to just be paying people for the views they receive. Instagram, as a business, needs to make money off of those views, and then, in turn, can pay us a small slice of that pie. Essentially, that's what YouTube has been doing for well over a decade, and it seems to be working pretty well on YouTube, and most people are a fan of the monetization opportunities on YouTube. I will say, if we take a step backwards and analyze monetization opportunities online, you should never be relying on these platforms to pay you, because it's not something you can control. Instagram can cancel Reels bonuses, YouTube can change their monetization policies, TikTok can change how much you're getting paid per view, and so it's never going to be a very reliable way to earn an income, whether you're a creator or a business owner. Ultimately, you should have multiple streams of income, you should have streams of income that you can control, products, offers, and opportunities that you are selling or making available yourself, rather than just relying on, you know, fingers crossed, hopes and prayers that these platforms are going to pay you well. That's never going to be a very reliable strategy. But with all of that said, if you do have ways to monetize your platform and your following besides just ads on Reels or YouTube AdSense, I am a fan of this program. I think it's a way that some smaller creators are going to be able to make some money. Some people who haven't quite had the chance, the opportunity, the knowledge, the time, the energy, the effort, whatever, to actually create an offer yet, this might be a way for them to earn a couple of bucks and maybe fund the building of a monetization opportunity or a stream of income that's going to be more profitable in the long run. So overall, I am a fan of this program and the opportunities that it prevents. I likely will be turning it on myself on my own profile just to test and see how it goes, but I likely won't have it on forever. It's something that I want to experiment with so that I can inform you on how it's going. But it's not something that I necessarily want to leave on indefinitely, because I think that for me personally, the benefit of maybe $100 a month from Instagram is far outweighed by the negative of a potential advertiser advertising on my reels. But we'll see, that could change in the future. Again, let me know, what are your thoughts? Is this something that you are going to be enabling on your Instagram? Let me know. Also, speaking of letting me know, I wanted to let you know about this really cool new opportunity that we just started on Build Your Tribe. And this is the first time that we are going to be talking about this. First time I've told anyone about this. Totally free. This is not an advertisement or a promotion. This is just a cool way that we can interact. And I'm excited about it, if you couldn't tell by the tone and pace of my speaking. But you can go to speakpipe.com/buildyourtribe. SPEAKPIPE, speakpipe.com/buildyourtribe. And you can leave us a voicemail. So I would love for you to do that, to hear from you, hear a review of the podcast, or even really specifically what I would love to hear from you is a question. We will now be taking your called in questions on the podcast. And so I would love to have the opportunity on our next episode, the one that comes out on Thursday or next Tuesday, to hear from you, to hear your voice, to hear what questions you have, any questions relating to growing on Instagram, building a business on TikTok, how to build your following on social media, or bigger picture business questions like building an email list and converting customers into super fans. We would love to hear from you. So again, go to speakpipe.com/buildyourtribe and leave us a voicemail. You have the opportunity of hearing your own voice on a future episode of Build Your Tribe. But thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please consider pressing that subscribe button so you can get more future episodes. It's totally free to do so, and we are providing tons of valuable content for you to help you grow your business and make more money online. Again, thank you so much for being here. And as always, happy networking.